There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
A worrying story, one that's been doing the rounds in the media and on social media over the last couple of days. I am concerned by this story, and I'm sure you are as well. Police in Australia have been investigating claims that needle sabotage has now spread to at least six brands of strawberries in four states. Jo McKibben is alongside me. She's been having a look at this story over the last few days. What are the sort of details on this case? The police in Australia across states are now investigating it, and I think there's a reward out, isn't there?
There is. There's a reward now for $100,000 to catch the needle saboteur. So a man was hospitalised after swallowing a needle that was hidden inside a strawberry. So he swallowed it. And there are now fears of a copycat fruit saboteur after police reported that a woman was caught inserting a needle into a banana in a supermarket. So there's all sorts of health warnings in place. And one Queensland strawberry farmer has installed metal detectors to check his produce. So there's all sorts of fallouts for the producers, the farmers, the suppliers.
What prompts somebody to do this? I mean, there's no indication as yet. A lot of the police forces are baffled, perplexed as to why somebody would want to do this. Is it a competition thing, would you suggest? Or is it just somebody who's trying to make a name for themselves? What are the theories out there at the moment?
I think the main theory is a disgruntled employee.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, and then that goes back to looking after the people who work on your farm, doesn't it?
It scares me, these sort of things. And obviously, we've seen the rise of acid attacks with no particular reason whatsoever over in the United Kingdom and other parts of the world. But then taking something like a strawberry, sabotaging it by putting sewing needles into them, which could do extraordinary damage to somebody if consumed, be they grown up or, of course, a child. Any concerns here in the UAE? Let's find out. We spoke with Colette Shannon just a few minutes ago. She's the communications manager at Spinneys. We asked her if we have anything to worry about here in the UAE, and she had this to say on the matter.
Behaviour like that, which is very, very unusual. I mean, it's not something that normal people would do on a daily basis. To try and go out and cause damage to somebody's health is not normal behaviour. So can we just start with that to say that this is very, very unusual. We don't import strawberries from Australia, and I don't think in this market anybody imports strawberries from Australia. So from a product perspective, everybody is fine on that. But I guess in terms of every day, you know, you have to know where your products are coming from, trust your source, and really work very closely with that. I think in today's world, and the way technology has gone with metal detectors, it is a lot safer than it has been in the past. I can't remember any examples off the top of my head, but over the years, there's definitely been many food scares. But I think governments working together, and I guess Australia being a leading food producer, will be very quick to jump on this and put in place measures for food safety, because it would be a top priority. We ourselves at Spinneys work very closely with growers, and it's through Global GAP, which is Good Agricultural Practices, where you work with the farmers to know where it's coming from. Do they have food safety procedures in place? Do they have metal detectors? And also, I guess, maybe, I mean, speculating, I'm obviously not part of the investigation, but in terms of whether this is a disgruntled employee, and where you work with farms who really value their employees, have CSR initiatives in place for the community. I think that's where you can really start to curtail any such issues ever happening. And that's the most important thing, is that they don't ever happen. But I think I wouldn't want to be scaring customers out there. Yes, in terms of any product, any food or anything can get contaminated, but it is highly unusual and unlikely to happen.
Good news for consumers here in the UAE, but still doesn't, of course, shield the concerns that those are finding down in Australia at the moment. It reminds me of a very worrying story. I remember when I was growing up many moons ago, and there was a trend doing the rounds of somebody or something. I mean, it sort of goes back to the conversation we were having yesterday, doesn't it, of people just doing silly things, silly pranks, and not thinking about the consequences. And we had one when I was growing up on water slides, when somebody was putting razor blades into chewing gum on water slides in water parks. And so if you caught it at an angle, then it would cause awful damage to whatever part of your body was sliced open. And they had this running in several water parks in and around where I grew up. And I remember having a real impact on me as a child, as a youngster. And again, it's the sort of thing, it's this sort of thing, something that's very innocuous, very innocent, could be a source of damage to you. I suppose that's what is spreading the fear at the moment.
Oh, yeah. And a mum had posted on Facebook that her little toddler had found a needle in a punnet of strawberries. And going back to the person who was putting a needle in a banana, the police did say, look, we think she has got a mental health problem. So, but it's that copycat and really trying to understand why somebody would copy that behaviour. I think that's really getting to the bottom of it. Why would you want to really hurt somebody in such a horrible way as well and put you off strawberries?
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.